Hey everybody, Economic Ninja here. I hope you're doing well. Toyota is in trouble, but they are actually taking some drastic measures right now behind the scenes because they see the writing on the wall, and that writing on the wall says no one's coming to buy cars. We've got problems in the credit industry, the auto lending industry, and you better do something now or you're going to be in trouble. This is very akin to what Elon Musk did with Tesla when he says the auto market's going to start crashing. And then within 4 weeks, he starts drastically slashing the price of Tesla. I have an auto insider with me. He's actually taught a lot of lessons and just did a new one for Auto Trader Pro. I'll put an 80% off link down below if you want. He's teaching people now how to lease cars and save a lot of money and interest. It's absolutely crazy. But Andrew, how are you doing?
Never been better. Fantastic.
Awesome.
What's
Well,
up?
what's not? It doesn't sound like the auto industry is fantastic, though.
No, it's not. It's not
All
like
right.
the picture behind me at all.
Exactly. So, all right, let's talk about before we go into Toyota specifically, because this is some really good info that because of your ties in the auto industry, one of your insiders brought you some amazing info on how people can save money and all that stuff. But let's talk about the whole industry at first, then we're going to dive into Toyota. What is going on? How many cars are being sold, new and used?
Speaking with Toyota industry as a whole, like
Industry as a whole right now.
industry as a whole, the day supply as a whole, it has moved north of 42 day supply. And just so you want to know, you want to be below 25%, 25 day supply. There were times during after COVID, during COVID, that we were at 10 days. I mean, you could walk onto a lot and you couldn't see a new car for miles. Now you walk onto a lot, they don't even know where to put them. Building or companies are expanding their lots. The day supply is huge. And some of these people are 60 days. High end, 60 day supply, can't get rid of them. And like you said with the joke with Elon Musk, about to happen again. Because he's about, that's what they're afraid of is he's about to do the slash again. And if I'm allowed to talk about this, the EV market is about that's about to take a drastic hit. I mean, like we discussed, you're selling a high-end EV SUV. I personally did the deal, $176,000. 5 months later, same exact car went for $111,000.
Wow, that's
Same.
amazing. Now, what about we all know that interest rates have gone up, and that with the price of cars made it so inexpensive. And let's talk specifically about Toyota, because a lot of people have abandoned Toyota after they marked prices way over MSRP. A lot of people weren't happy with the brand, but something has shifted, and Toyota's starting to get really aggressive. So let's just start talking about that. What did your insider share with you?
My insider shared something with me that you remember we talked about how we wouldn't buy a new or used car right now. We'd get a scooter. Leasing is what they're pushing. And the reason is because, and you'll learn this in the course, they have to, because the leasing, they're lowering their money factors to compete with the interest rates. And the leasing is giving the consumer a much better deal. And also remember with Toyota specifically, that's why I wanted to focus on this. This goes back to your subprime lending and how desperate they are. You don't have to have a 700 credit score to go buy to get the premium rates on a lease. You do on a purchase, but not a lease. Now, sometimes they'll make exceptions on a purchase. But they're doing the leases because you could have a 660 and still get the same credit score or same money factor as a 740. They have to move the inventory, and they realize what you just said, that people were, especially on the Tundras and even the Camrys, they were 10,000 over because they just couldn't get the vehicle. And yes, there was a lot of anger towards those that company. Same with Honda. But they've gotten extremely aggressive on leases to where it makes no sense not to lease a vehicle.
So
And
let me ask you this. It seems like they're moving a lot of inventory to leases then, because there must be a the consumer must be going, why would I buy a car when I'm seeing all these falling prices and I'm unsure of the market? So is that what is we're seeing is
Absolutely.
the consumers buying? Yeah, they're leasing. Okay. But you've
And
got some really interesting ways. And I know I don't want to get into it because you just taught those lessons, but you're teaching people how to do certain things with leases to save a lot of money because of this thing that just changed in the market, this dynamic where Toyota is moving a lot of vehicles into the lease category.
right. And I don't want to get too deep into that because, like I said, I did a thorough lesson on that for the course.
Yeah,
And
for the students.
I just think that that's something that they should go because it's something that they need to watch over and over and apply because it's a little bit more in depth than what we talked about last time on the live video. And I just don't think that it's necessary to go over all of that with leases because it's a lot more complicated, but it's very easy once you watch the video maybe 1.5 times.
Gotcha.
But it's a huge way for a consumer. And by the way, and I like to make digs at it every now and then because it's been, in the auto industry, Dave Ramsey is like our arch nemesis, our arch nemesis, because he's always like buy used, never lease, never lease. Not now, not in these economic conditions, not at all. It is absolutely, if you, and like we said, if you must buy a new or used car, lease the vehicle because you can, there's ways that you'll find in the course that you can lease a vehicle if you know you're going to buy the vehicle that you don't even have to worry about the miles. You don't have to worry about nothing.
That's crazy. And but this is something that nobody's thinking about right now, but it's because very difficult times are now causing companies to make very difficult and aggressive decisions. Is there anything else your insider's talking about with Toyota specifically of what's going on in that space in the company?
There with regard, because I really stuck with him on leasing. With
Yeah.
regards to leasing, they're up 45%. That is massive
Wow.
with their dealership specifically. That is not normal. They're at 10%, 12%. They're closer to 40%. That's huge.
Wow.
Huge. Because
And
you gotta remember,
so
go ahead.
this is something that's you said it's huge, but let me just throw this out there. What kind of percentages of leasing vehicles were the companies, because you've worked for a lot of different car brands, right? You've had your hand in a bunch. What's like typical the percentage of leases to sales that a company does?
Well, that's going to depend on the brand. So BMW, it's going to be higher. Cadillac's going to be higher. Audi's going to be higher. You're looking at, God, 60% leases at like those brands
Yeah.
on brands like Honda and Toyota, 20, 15.
Well, that makes a lot of sense because those brands tend to last a lot longer than BMWs, Audis, where you get electrical issues, things like that. Every car company has their issues, but I could see that making sense. The question I have is because a lease is technically it's owned by the corporation, right? Toyota Corporation. This is technically a way of them being able to get rid of shadow inventory. Because
Correct.
it's the company, the brand, the corporation. You go to your local Toyota dealer and it's owned, let's say, by some local family. Let's say it's a small mom and pop. If they lease that Toyota, they're just the middleman in that transaction. The car still stays in the possession of Toyota Corporation, the ownership, until it's paid off or handed back, right?
Right. And this is what I want to say. This is a plug because I'm not going to do it right here. You want to know how to really take advantage of this? It's in the course and it's in the dis it's in. It's laid out in detail how to really, really, really take advantage of this opportunity that's going on right now.
Yeah, and let me just go ahead and throw the plug right now to everyone that has the course. Two new lessons just popped up. They'll be live tonight. We put this course together and Andrew helped me with some of the lessons. And he's going to start putting even more lessons on. I said, I've been buying and selling vehicles for a long time. I've made some pretty good money, especially in the trailer world. And so I wanted to share that with you. So if you guys want to check it out, I got an 80% off link down below. It's going to help you either save money, lots of money buying a new car, lots of money buying a used car, and then how to make money when you go to sell it back. If you want to go check those out, the description's down below the link. Andrew, thank you so much. In closing, is there anything you want to close on?
Yeah, I want to close on one thing because I don't want to feel like that I'm just pushing them towards the course, a lot of the stuff that we talked about when you're going to buy a vehicle, purchase it outright, not lease it, those terms still apply to when you're leasing. So when you do it, still go through the same process, still act like you're ordering, still do those things, and those deals still will apply. And it's just, it's amazing. You know, this guy's got, I can't wait to talk with him. There's going to be a lot more to come that's going to be added to your course that people are really going to find very, very interesting, because I'm telling you, I know that I had mentioned domestic because a lot of us in the car industry call Honda and Toyota domestic because we sell so many of them here. I know that it's not a domestic vehicle, but we own the Southeastern division of Toyota here in the United States. A lot of the parts are made here. There's going to be a huge uptick in discounts for those two specific brands. And that's, in reality, Travis, you well as I know that people are going to be moving towards those kind of vehicles.
Yep.
You know,
yeah,
just
I agree. Yeah, I've been a Toyota family for a long time, and Honda growing up because of their reliability. Lately, it's just been disgusting, you know, with all the supply chain issues and markups, you know, stuff like that.
And last thing you asked me in closing, this is nothing new because you can go Google this. To tell you what Toyota has done, because they know how catastrophic it's going, they're the only brand, okay, that when you lease a vehicle, if you pay for anything other than gas, you're doing something wrong. You don't pay for anything. There is no more, when you turn it in, you still have to pay the disposition, but you're not worried about anything. This is if you don't buy the
Yeah.
So all maintenance, that, I mean,
yeah,
lube, oil filter, brake pads, if they need to be done, windshield wipers, it's all done. And when you, and he was telling me, he said, it's incredibly easy. If you do a 15,000 mile lease, just ask for that bump, you know, from the 12,000. So that's something huge that your audience needs to know, that these two brands, Honda and Toyota, they're getting highly aggressive because that used to be a finance product.
Yep.
So
yeah, I agree. Well, hey, thank you so much, Andrew, for coming on. If you guys want the links down below, if not, no worries. We're going to keep bringing you good nuggets of information. And what he's already shared with you is definitely worth it. So I hope you guys have a great day. The Economic Ninja is out.